Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, it's really great to be with you. And, you know, there's so much going on in the spirit right now and so much going on around the world. You know, it's just an amazing time that we live in. It's kind of a dark time, but yet, you know, the glory of the Lord is resting upon his people. And it's time that the bride of Christ comes forward in power and might. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And, you know, the Lord is calling, he's the holy God, and he's calling us to be holy unto him. And I think the greatest way, it isn't going through some, you know, rituals and what have you, but it's really us hearing his voice and obeying him and, you know, really staying near to his heart. Okay. It's oftentimes it's not popular to walk in the holiness of the Lord, because when you do, I mean, you're really standing for justice and righteousness and truth. So, and that's who Holy Spirit is. So, but, you know, we're in a like I said, a deep, dark state right now. And it's not just here, but around the globe. But that's a good thing, because it's the time of the greatest harvest ever. We all have a part to play in this, no matter where you are. God has called all of us. If we're born again, he's called us into the ministry. It may not be that you're standing behind a pulpit, but any place that you are, you know, it's any place that the soles of your feet touch, that's your sphere of authority. And you must do your part to bring in the harvest. There's so many lost souls. And I know earlier this year, I was doing a conference at Moravian Falls, and the Lord said that the prayers of the saints, he said, there's two things that the prayers of the saints are crying out for. These are the most important things. They're crying out for the lost souls and justice. And he showed me how up until the last breath, God waits, and he's waiting for that soul to turn to him. So I've been praying since that time. I pray for all the little children of the world, because there's so many that, I mean, they're homeless, they're destitute, some have no parents, they're living on the street, some have been abducted, some are sex trafficked. So there's many things going on with them. So I pray for all the children of the world that they would be set free, you know, that their injustice would come to those who have harmed them in any ways, and also salvation for those, because they're definitely lost. They would not be harming the children. And then the other thing is I pray for the lost souls, all the lost souls, because what the Lord did in this time, he showed me and he spoke to me about the tapestry of lost souls, because each one that are joining us today, we all have certain people assigned to us that God wants us to bring in to the kingdom. Okay. And it's not like we have a list, but there are people that we will, you know, people that I'm going to meet today or next week or next year probably are not the same people that you, each one of you, will meet. And he may have a word for them that will totally change their life and turn them around and bring them to salvation. So we all have different people assigned to us. And what the Lord showed me was a tapestry of lost souls that, you know, it was because of the saints that passed them by. So it made me really search my soul, how many of these in that tapestry were assigned to me, and I let them go. And so I repented for my part in that. And then I said, Lord, if any of those people that were assigned to me and I missed them, you know, I pray that they're still living and that you send somebody to them. And if not, I mean, then then I've messed up, you know, but I want to do better. So think about that. And, you know, I remember one time the Lord sent me somewhere to pray, and it was by a river, and I was determined. It was in a, like a kind of a national park, but it was, a river was there. And I was going to prophesy. I'm waiting, standing, waiting to hear from the Lord so I know what to prophesy across that river. That's why I thought he had me there, but it wasn't. It was, he sent a man to me to ask where he could go to take some photos. And I told him, you know, go down the path and there's a little bridge you can go to. It'd be a nice photo shoot. So he went and he came back and he asked me again about photos. And I'm like, go the other direction. You know, I just want to get rid of him because I want to hear from the Lord and prophesy. He sent him the third time to me. He said, will you take my picture? And he said, normally I come here on a Thursday, but I felt I was supposed to come here today. It was a Tuesday. And that's when it hit me. This was my assignment. So I took his picture and then I began hearing from the Lord for him. And it totally transformed him. You know, he had an acquaintance with the Lord and his family thought he was crazy. Because you know how it is when you're hearing from the Lord? If you say to somebody that doesn't believe you can hear from the Lord, they think you're insane. And that's where he was. Everybody thought, everyone in his family thought he was nuts. And he had such a call on his life. But see, I almost missed him. He was my assignment. And I was sending him away where, in fact, the Lord had something for him. So, you know, I think about that. You know, I at least I didn't miss that one. Okay. But the Lord wants to send us all wherever it is he's sending us. Okay. We just need to be obedient and go to where he wants us to go. Remember the Samaritan woman? You know, Jesus is going to go through Samaria. He said he needed to go there. And then I want to turn to that. It's John 4. I wasn't planning about talking about that, but I think it's significant. John 4, he needed to go through Samaria. And he stops at the well. The disciples go into town to get some food. And he stops there at the well and, of course, asks the Samaritan lady for a drink. And I think we probably all know that story. And she draws the water for him and they have conversation about, you know, him, and he reads her mail. But then he says to her, you know, he reveals to her that he is the Messiah. And then she turns around and goes back to the city or to the town, and the disciples come to him and they're like, in other words, what are you doing talking to a Samaritan and a woman? I kind of get that today. A woman? Are you serious? So, but he says something. They want to give him food. And down in verse 32, he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples were wondering, like, where did he get this food? He said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Okay, so that was, the Lord needed to go there. He needed to go through Sychar to meet this woman because she went back and evangelized the town. Now, next verse, because he says this, you know, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Then he says to them, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Then he said, behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. See what he did? He's facing his disciples, and he's saying, turn around and look. Here comes the harvest. All those people, she ran back to evangelize the town. There came the harvest. All the people coming. So, and we'll go on to say, he said, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this saying, it is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. So I personally, I can say Bob was in the ministry like 40 years before I met him. He labored a lot. he sowed a lot of seeds. And even though he may not have been, quote, the evangelist, he spoke to hearts. He raised people up, come to understanding of Holy Spirit, brought conviction to their soul. So they did turn to the Lord, or, you know, if there was whatever the Lord said to do, he did. Let's put it that way. But I now get to see the fruit of his labor, because no matter where I go, somebody will say, Bob Jones prophesied this to me, and this is how it changed my life. And here's the fruit of their labor. So see, we really enter into another person's labor. Okay, but you are sowing seeds for the next generation. So the enemy wants us not to hear from the Lord, and of course not to obey, and of course don't sow any seeds. But it is harvest time, and this is the greatest harvest ever.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.